cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. Bullandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Good evening. You're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz and 104.1 FM and KSCO.com. It's now 6 minutes past 7 p.m. I'm Chris Spencer with your weather and traffic updates for tonight. 30% chance of rain out there this evening. Mostly cloudy, of course, comes with that, and a low around 52. For Wednesday, 40% chance of rain for the day, mainly before 11 a.m., a high near 62, and Wednesday night rain after 11 p.m., and a low around 50, 80% chance of that happening. Monterey Bay boaters forecast for tonight, southwest winds 10 to 20 knots, wind waves 3 feet in the evening, becoming 2 feet or less, and a west swell 6 to 8 feet at 12 seconds, chance of rain out there on the bay. Quick look at your traffic this evening. Traffic collision, Iverson Road near Old Stage Road in the Monterey area. 59 degrees here at KSCO. Up next, Off the Lip Radio Show.
Opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Good evening, and welcome to Off the Lip, the show about surfing and skateboarding. If you'd like to join the show tonight, give us a call at 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, here are your hosts for tonight's program, Neil Pearlberg and Terry Campion.
Good evening and welcome to the Off the Lip Radio Show, broadcasting from
Santa Cruz, California.
Absolutely. TC, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too, Neil. Thank you very much for appetizers tonight.
You know what?
That was nice.
You know what? My beer was $2.
Yep.
The little veggie plate was like $3.50. Your glass of wine was $10. Like, what?
You see how quick I ran out of there? I was like, I gotta go. That was a $10 glass of wine.
What the heck is this?
It wasn't $10.
You dined and dashed on me.
I was gonna say.
Dude, you dined and dashed on me. You ran out the door.
Novak taught me that. Now, listen, I want to say one thing about this.
People, yes. Novak taught
me that. Yeah, he taught me that. He's like, hey, look over there. That glass of wine was like a half inch deep.
No comment.
they were
the guy that was in there, he got arrested too, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. No names mentioned, but
okay.
Yeah, he went on Pleasure Point Pizza. And
you know what's funny about our little neighborhood down there in Pleasure Point is that there's a lot of friends of the community that have drinking problems now. Mm. You know, and like some people who I grew up with that I respected that were good surfers or contributed to the neighborhood that now have become like a big pimple on the neighborhood. And it's very sad.
It is sad.
Yeah. So with
moderation,
that being said,
people, moderation, please.
Just don't start drinking at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
you know, like that's might want to check yourself if you're doing that.
I was at the golf course the other day. I'm having breakfast, right? It's 9:15. Guys come in, 4 shots of tequila, followed by, and then to go, they had a Jack and Coke. I'm like, oh my goodness.
And then they went golfing.
Was going.
Isn't golfing and drinking the same?
No.
Oh, I always thought it was.
I got playing golf, too. I did win money today, though.
You beat Nelly?
Nelly, I didn't play with Nelly, thank God. Mm. You know, if I was No.
And I just want to say something.
What?
We're into the show 2 minutes and Nelly's name's already been said.
So we can do one show without that damn guy's
we
name
have to
being
try,
mentioned.
We have to try to do it.
In studio tonight, these are two people that have to be on the show together as a husband and wife team because she emailed me this week, Neil, what questions are you going to ask us? I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. When I interviewed her before, I just said, we're just going to sit, like, so sitting around in the garden that we did before and chit-chat.
Right. Like, I'm on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the beauty of radio.
And then they come in here and they go, okay, we got Rider Wave. We got Mavericks. Right. We've got our wife skated down in Malibu.
We
got
to talk about Bob Pearson.
Bob Pearson. Right?
Yeah. It's, you know what's I'm going to say something that's really cute? They're what? Holding hands right now.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Are you really?
Yeah, they are.
That's, you know,
they
that's,
are. And let's be
the first couple to hold hands on the off their video.
You know what? I'm going to here's some great advice to anyone who's in a couple is hold hands a lot. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Almost 19 years of marriage.
And so they're still holding hands. And then you'll be married another 19 and plus because of that. So more power to you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just close the show right now. It's just Mike and Sarah Gerhart holding hands.
Well, you know, you can't. The people on the radio can't see that right now. No, but you can tell people who hold hands respect and love each other.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he still wakes me up on the 5th of every month. It says, happy anniversary. I'm like, oh, my God, how did you know it was the 5th of the month?
Because I'm the bill payer of the family.
Yeah, every month?
So there we go.
Every month?
Every month. The 5th of every month.
Is your anniversary?
Well, we got married in September on the 5th, but every 5th of every month is another month anniversary, right? So he's like, happy anniversary. I'm like,
you got lucky. You called this guy. You got lucky.
I know. How
did you do that?
Yeah, he was there with me when I knocked my tooth out and knocked myself senseless.
When did you guys meet? By the way, in studio tonight is one and only Mike and Sarah Gerhart. Hmm. And for those people who don't know, I'm just going to say it. Sarah was the first female to surf at Mavericks in 1999. Mm-hmm. I have that right because I heard about it.
And I said this the last time that she was here, that everybody remembers the first.
I know it's weird. I didn't try to be the first, but, you know, Mike was there with me, and and he was out surfing with Jay, and I saw them just charging, and I was scared, but I knew that I wanted to get some waves, and I had the support, you know? I mean, I had my husband there charging, and like, yeah, we're going to get you aboard, and then, you know, Bob Pearson making it, and so.
Mike, did you know at the time that this, was it a goal of yours to get Sarah out there?
Well, what most people don't know is the one big reason for us moving to Santa Cruz was to surf Mavericks and then grad school second. So we were living on the north shore of Oahu and surfing incredible waves, and we were just friends at that time. And then things escalated. I don't know how that happened, but it did. And then she was telling me that she was intending to go to grad school.
Hang on a second. Escalated.
I know. It's like,
hang on a minute. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. She's smart. And she surfs.
Well, escalated is a great word. Everybody in radio world right now is like trying to think what escalated means.
I took advantage of him. Basically, yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Should we go there?
Go ahead. Go there. No, we gotta go there.
Remember what good radio is?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we swam. We were on Oahu, and we swam out to our friend's boat, and he's like, "Yeah, we're just gonna take a little ride." And I was really excited because I wanted to sail, and I didn't know that Mike got seasick.
And I told my friend with the boat, I get sick 2 seconds, or if I'm looking at a boat, I'll be sick.
Yeah. Right.
You won't be sick. It's a sailboat. There's no diesel fumes. Or said, okay, I'll give it a try.
No, but he was green really quickly, and I thought, oh, wow, he's really quiet. I've never seen him quiet before. And he's like, just get within a mile. I'm going to swim back to shore. And so we, you know, got within a mile and swam back to shore.
Off Waimea Bay, mm-hmm. and then swam in through the bay and then walked back up to Sunset.
Yeah, and I just tucked him in, put the air conditioning on, and then I took advantage of him. I asked him if he'd marry me.
Wait. Right there and then you're the one who asked.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I knew what an awesome human being he was, and I knew that I intended to move to Santa Cruz to go to grad school, and I didn't actually want to go without him. So I just said, will you marry me? And he was like, what? Yeah.
As he's
okay.
puking.
Green.
As he's puking.
His eyeballs are dilated.
So he's a man of his word, you know. Even if I got him when he was down, the next day he was like, yeah, I'm still gonna marry you. So
wow,
that's a great story.
That isn't
now you see, she asked him,
what are we gonna talk about on the radio? And this is the kind of stuff we talk about.
I know, that's why we don't do notes,
right? Well, that is amazing. I think that's the first time on this show we've had a female propose to a male.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so
we're gonna have to invite him back on the 5th.
And you got him to pay the bills too.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
I'm totally the one who won out here.
So you guys first moved to Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In 98
and went out to Mavs when? Right away?
October 98.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
October 98, yep. We broke within a month of us moving.
Right. Was she ready for it? In your eyes?
Well, we both were really well trained at that time. We were living on the North Shore and riding outer reefs over there and surfing all the big spots on Oahu. And
alligators?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One of our favorites. Mm-hmm. And phantoms and, you know, a lot of days at Waimea. And Jay Moriarty had gotten sponsored, and he was over there, and we became friends, and he was waxing on all about how great a wave Mavericks was. So obviously if you like riding big waves, you want to come surf Mavericks one day. And then our whole relationship, and how about a new word, intensified
after the boat ride.
Yeah, any woman is gonna clean up your pew. You're gonna hold hands for the rest of your life with.
No, I actually wasn't.
He wasn't puking.
Oh, you weren't? No.
That would be pretty funny, but
wasn't quite
but
that bad.
You came back here with a goal. Why did you want to move back to Santa Cruz? I mean, living on the North Shore, like. Oh, yeah.
I wanted to go to graduate school.
Which you
and
did.
Yeah. So I knew I wanted to go into get my PhD in chemistry, and I knew that I wanted to be a teacher. So I went to Santa Cruz, UC Santa Cruz, UC Irvine, UC Santa Barbara, and I looked into their programs. And while they were really good chemistry programs, I felt like UC Santa Cruz had the best teaching support. And so I decided to go there, and also really good physical chemistry, experimental chemistry that I wanted to do. And
the waves had nothing to do
nothing.
With the decision.
Of course right. not.
Nothing.
Give me six.
Yeah. Well, and of course you had this Mavericks thing there.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah. Campus Point is not a Mavericks.
No.
You know, and so.
And Irvine.
Well, and we had
like
Jay
Newport.
Moriarty yeah. to give us the red carpet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we knew, so we knew two people when we moved here. We knew Jay. And who Mike was pretty good friends with, and then Danny Cortazzo. So Mike and Danny had grown up together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew Danny, and Danny lived in Santa Cruz. And that's actually, we just stayed at his house until we found a place to live.
Okay.
So
we're going to come back and break and talk about Danny Cortazzo and Rider Wave. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friend, John Sisk. You know, guys
I got to talk to John Sisk.
Huh?
I need to talk to him.
You do? What's going on?
Yeah. I got to refinance a loan.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I got to go see John.
All right.
I'm taking my money.
To Lighthouse Bank.
Yes.
Member FDIC in Santa Cruz, right down there downtown.
Top 5 bank in the country.
John? I don't.
You don't? He's a sweetheart. He surfs West Side Surfer.
Yeah, we know who John is.
Yes. But we didn't refinance with him. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Sorry, John.
John, it won't happen again.
Yeah,
okay? But if you do have your money in Wells Fargo,
mm-hmm.
get it out of there. Take it down to Lighthouse Bank.
Did you see in the paper today?
What do they do now?
Those guys, the guys who run Wells Fargo?
Yeah.
Like $40 million salaries and BS.
Wow.
Yeah.
Neil TC with Mike and Sarah Gerhart right here on the Off the Lip Radio Show. We'll be right back with this very short... As in short break. Don't go away.
This is Numa and Isaac from Aloha Island Grill. Well, summer's right around the corner here in Santa Cruz, and that means one thing. It's time to come get your grind on at the Aloha Island Grill.
Come over to Aloha Island Grill and eat some food.
We're located on the corner of Portola and 17th Avenue, and we've got a beautiful lanai for you to come sit out on. We've got a fine assortment of plate lunch, fresh ahi poke, and other wonderful treats for you to enjoy.
My favorite food at Aloha Island Grill is Kalua Pig.
We've got ice-cold beer and wine for those hot summer days. And try some of our homemade POG, Passion Orange Guava Juice. It's delicious. For to-go orders, give us a call at 479-3299. Find us on the web at AlohaIslandGrill.com or come on down to 1700 Portola Drive. Aloha Island Grill is a proud member of Think Local First.
Hi, this is Dave Lostelot, commercial insurance broker with A&B Insurance in Santa Cruz. No one likes to talk about insurance, but it's important. Insurance is like protection, protection for your customers, your employees, and most importantly for you, the business owner. So before you lose a lot, call Lostelot. Dave Lostelot at 831-345-4685. That's 831-345-4685.
Hi, it's Julie.
And Simon.
From Toyota of Santa Cruz. And we want to thank you for 2016, our best year ever.
It was an amazing year for pre-owned and new sales. We just want to thank everyone for coming out and making 2016 a success.
So here's what I want to say. We have no parking. We have so many cars because we are killing it. You don't ever have to drive to San Jose ever again to get the best deal that you think you're going to get, because you're going to get it right here in Capitola at Toyota of Santa Cruz, new and used. Tell them about our Tacomas.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have the largest pre-owned inventory in the Santa Cruz County. Right now we have 32 Tacomas in stock. We have every model you could look for, two-wheel drive, 4x4, crew cab, regular cab. You need a Tacoma, start online at SantaCruzToyota.com.
See, we're bitching. Toyota of Santa Cruz. And if we don't have it, we'll get it. Highway 1 at 41st Avenue in Capitola. I've been saying that for 30 years.
Chill Out Cafe on 41st Avenue Santa Cruz is not just a block from some of the world's best surf, but it is also where you can go relax and order the tastiest grub before and after your sesh. Plump burritos, fresh salads, sky-high sandwiches, and a superb selection of hot and cold drinks. They have something for you. Go to chilloutcafesantacruz.com to view their menu. And to place your order to go, call 831-477-0543. Chill Out Cafe, where they roll the fatties.
And we're back with the Off the Lip Radio Show right here at KSCO. You can watch it live on Facebook on Santa Cruz Waves Facebook page. We do have in studio the only married husband and wife couple that have ever surfed at Mavericks.
Is that
Mike
true?
Mike and
That's
Sarah
real?
Gerhart.
I think
I'm backing it is.
I think we're still the only married couple that surfs out there.
Yeah.
Were there couples in Hawaii that were surfing like Waimea and stuff when you were around?
Not many women were surfing out there. I mean, there was Betty, and then there was the boogie boarder.
Not very many.
That's an interesting thing about surfing is that a lot of husbands and wives surf, but to the level we're talking about here on the show tonight, is that's a rare thing to see.
Yeah, I think it helps me understand, like, my husband, because when he wants to go surf, I know exactly what he wants, and I know exactly what he's anticipating and feeling, and I recognize that emotion.
The highs and the lows.
Oh, yes.
Well,
and it makes me compassionate.
Has he ever dropped in on you?
No, I have dropped in on him many times, though.
Did once you had the kids, right, which you're here in studio tonight, did things change as far as, you know, your, what's the word I'm looking for, chargeability? Did you kind of back it down as far as, okay, we got okay, let Mike back it down, buddy, because we've got kids at home and
we called it the 10 diaper hold down instead of the 2-wave hold down, you know, where you're up all night and you've been changing diapers and you're just so
and
whacked.
The buoys are 20 at 20 and you need to go perform at the highest level and you absolutely can't.
Yeah, definitely it changed things, but I think we still both have the desire to surf big waves, and we both have the desire for charging and adventure. But as far as doing it as often, I know I'm not, just because of I'm also working full-time. I'm teaching, and I love my family, and I want to hang out with them. And so surfing Mavericks or surfing a big wave takes a long time. I mean, it's a time commitment.
Right.
And definitely
for training to be fit enough to go
for sure.
Do it when you get the opportunity. That's the struggle.
We hear it on the show. People say, they say this. They say, yeah, I have kids. I got to rethink my game. But I know the second they paddle out, it's like the green flag's
autopilot.
On. Yeah, you know what I mean? And, like, they'll talk the talk. But when it comes down to it and you throw them out into a 20-foot day, it changes. You forget what you said on the beach.
Well, you just look around. Like, look at Sean Dollar, you know?
Well, Sean's a great example. He says, you know what, I'm done because I have kids, you know? Right. And he had that injury. And then there's also times when, like, Jeff Clark getting held down and almost blacking out and seeing his – you know, like, I want to ride bikes with kids. And, like, you know, that's the kind of stuff that happens.
Right,
so.
Right. Can we talk about Rider Wave? Because I know you guys are very, very involved in Rider Wave, which has been an unbelievable program here in Santa Cruz and around the country now, huh?
Yeah. Actually, Mike should start first because it started didn't start here. Actually, Danny and a couple of people started it elsewhere, and then Danny brought it here. So
Can you tell us about the history of it, Mike?
Well, growing up in Malibu, we did got involved with Camp Ronald McDonald for children with cancer, and we started and assisted a surfing day for children down at Leo Carrillo in Malibu.
Yep.
And I think that was over 20 years ago. So
25, I think.
Then Danny relocated up here, and then a year after we moved here, we all got involved and got a program started here to take not just children with cancer, but many different disabilities, financial, you know, physical, mental, and the program just grew and grew and grew and grew, and now it's like a well-oiled machine, and it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember sitting in Danny's kitchen. And it was Zoof, Robin Januszewski, and Rocky, and Danny, and I think just you and I. And it was just this, the first time I met Zoof, and I was like, whoa, this woman's intense. She's rad. You know, and Rocky, like, whoa.
Right.
And talking about, well, how are we going to do this? How are we going to get people in their wetsuits? How are we going to get them on boards? How are we going to make sure that they're safe in the water? And years and years and years of figuring it out. How are we going to get volunteers down there? How are we, can we feed everybody? Can we provide lunch? You know, how are we going to do kayaking and grow it? And so it's just been really neat.
It was 10 of us back in the day setting the beach up.
Yep.
Surfing and boogie boarding physically for hours with, you know, 30 to 35 participants. And then you got to haul all the stuff off the beach, and then you got to clean it, and then you got to
Put it all away. Yeah, and it's so neat now. We've got so Mike's always been tandem surfing, and I've usually been the escort next to him. When I was pregnant and had the kids, I was just taking meals. I was going all over town and grabbing food and bringing it down to the beach, and now we're back in the water again. Mike's tandem surfing, and I'm on his escort team.
Can I ask you, because you got Rider Wave, and you have Operation Surf, and you got the cystic fibrosis, and you got so many programs that go down there, and what is it about the ocean, do you think, that makes a difference in all these kids and adults that are lives and that are just being in the water? What do you think is it that makes it so magical?
Well, I think part of it has to do with a calming effect in the sensory system. In one sense, it's overwhelming, so it can overwhelm any kind of maybe emotional or even physical difference, okay?
Yeah.
And then, so it's calming in that sense.
Yeah.
And provides freedom. And so imagine if you maybe have a difficult time walking on the beach, or you can't walk, and then all of a sudden you're in the water and you're floating, right? And then there's the life, and it's just, I mean, the water is amazing. And, I mean, we've had kids who their parents would tell us, like, oh, our child has only slept for 3 days in their entire life, and they're 11 years old, and they've got this thing, and they're just up 23 and a half hours a day.
Right.
And then they did our camp, and they slept for 3 days straight, like, every night. Like, something happened. Like, there's definitely a reset that happens, And it's the best
mystery.
Of me.
It's a mystery.
It is a mystery.
Well, and they also feel important for the day. You know, it's like it's to me, I think that's one of the biggest things is to just be treated like you're important. You're not a patient. You're an important person.
Absolutely.
And I also think another thing, too, is there's so much fear associated with a lot of these people getting in the water, and then they conquer it.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. Yeah, and they are treated like they are number one, and they all get medals, and everyone's cheering for them.
Right.
And
so you started with 10 people.
Yeah.
What's it take now?
Oh, we probably have 100 volunteers each camp.
Yeah, setting up, coming down. So we have beach buddies now. So before, we didn't have people with participants on the beach. And so,
psyching them up, getting them excited.
Yeah, or like taking care of them, because we'd have people that would run off, be like, oh, where'd that person go, you know? And so that means it's also a break for parents. So, you know, parents can come down and watch with their family and come down and watch their kids go and be taken on these amazing adventures.
Right.
And they feel safe. And so it's a break for a lot of people. And yeah, it's the best.
Do you see some of the same kids every year, or is it different?
Different ones, I think, isn't it?
Well,
with the same groups of these particular organizations who re-sign each year, you know, it's all, you know, there's several people working behind the scenes throughout the year scheduling, and they're scheduled around the low tides at Cowles. So even if there's no swell, they'll be rideable. Something to ride
for the kids.
Yeah,
and so there are some participants that come back year after year if they're involved with a particular group, like maybe the Alyssa Ann Rush Byrne Foundation or Jacob's Heart for Children with Cancer, and they will come back. A lot of times it's the first time that they come, but we have a kid who comes every. He's not a kid anymore. He's in his 20s. but I saw him with his dad watching the surf, and he had the biggest smile on his face, just so precious. And he has cerebral palsy, so he's quadriplegic, and his dad was, you know, showing him the surf, and he was so excited, I could tell. And I just took a little bit of, you know, getting the courage up, but I just said, hey, we can take your kids surfing if you want to come sign up with Ride a Wave. And and so through Shared Adventures, his first year, he signed up, and then he's been with us for probably 15 years.
Well, and he's a surfer now.
Yeah.
He is.
I mean, isn't that amazing, though, to think? Like, he looks at himself as probably a surfer.
He does. And his first words were Mike and Boogie. So, he knows, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Well, we brought him up to one of the Mavericks opening ceremony parties, and and we donated a surfboard to him, and all of us signed the board, and it was just the coolest thing ever for him. He was just on overload, out of his mind.
Wow.
Can we go back to Mavericks, Mavericks a second? We've kind of worn Titans and Mavericks out on this show.
We beat them up pretty good.
Are you disappointed? Is it a disappointment what you see out there now? How, you know, you guys surfed it since the, you know, early in the late 90s. How do you feel when you go out there now? Is it a disappointment for you because there's so many people? How do you handle that?
Well, it's definitely a lot more like Waimea is, you know, where there's, you know, 50 people and 10 of them are dropping in at the same time, and that's sketchy. It's sketchy. I wouldn't say it's really disappointing for me, just because I go out there wanting to experience it, and if I get some waves, that's great. I'm not going to put myself in a position that is going to be like crazy where I'm going to have 5 people in front of me.
Right.
So I'm not that disappointed, but I think that Mike's experience has been maybe disappointing on those days where there's way too many people in the water.
You can't surf it the way you want to surf it. You're manipulated now by the crowd, where you're sitting, where you're positioning, which is everything in surfing, little waves or big waves. And, you know, being out there forever, we know where we need to be, and all these new young trained up guns come out there and they don't even care. They're paddling circles around you, and I can't handle it mentally anymore. It just tweaks my head because I know where I need to be. I know what I need to do. And like I said earlier, I mean, it's autopilot for me. I've been doing it and surfing out there for many years. Seasons, yeah. It's just such a, it's just challenging because
you get to remember, the days that you did have. You have that to hang on to.
Well, and now the biggest days of the year are the most crowded. Sounds maybe not true, but it's absolutely true because when it's massive, people fly from all over the world to get
it.
So there's still those obscure days that we get with a lot of the San Francisco guys. And
medium-sized days, right? Yeah. The ones that aren't so forecasted.
You'll still get a two-wave hold down or dislocate a shoulder, no problem, because it is Mavericks. Don't forget where you are.
Well, remember we had you're the fire guy from up there.
I told him that story.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, it's like
Joe Santos, you're not going out there in a soft wave storm.
We always say this on the show, Neil and I do, is that it's when it gets to those situations, waves that shouldn't be ridden are attempted. Mm-hmm. And that's what scares me the most. Whereas the old days, everyone's like, I'm not going on that thing. That's a double-up beast.
Really? I've got a question. You read about I've never been out there. I'd love to go out there in a boat one day. No intention of surfing it. But we read all about it. People come on the show and talk about it, and on TV. What's the one thing that we don't know? Is it for someone like me or our audience? One thing about Mavericks that we don't know is it the noise or is there? I would like to hear the noise.
Who was it that said the noise was the?
I don't.
We
remember.
Had a guest one time who said that it was the most shocking thing
scary.
About
it,
it was
like
the noise.
What's the noise sound like when that wave breaks, you know, behind your ear, you know, or next to you?
It just reverberates through your whole body.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sketchy to see, you know, it's pretty deep out there, but the way the wave breaks and kind of throws top to bottom. We've seen small sharks and boulders being thrown up out the back of the wave, so you can think about how
it's pulling
deep
material off the ocean floor and like a conveyor belt of gravel coming out the back of the wave.
Yeah. Whoa.
That's something that we've never heard before.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Sharknado week this week.
Yeah,
you know,
we've had orcas come past us sitting in the bowl. The only time I wasn't thinking about white sharks because we knew the real landlord was in town. And the white sharks were gone.
All right. This is Neil and TC with the Off Lip Better Show with our delightful guests, Mike and Sarah Gerhart. This portion of the show is brought to you by People's Coffee.
Oh.
17th and Bromer. In fact, I'm gonna give away free coffee.
We should give away some free
call
coffee.
Call number two after the commercial. Don't be calling now because Chris is busy. After the commercial, call number two. Gets $25 worth of coffee from People's Coffee at 17th and Bromer. Curtis will hook you up, take care of you. Neil TC with the Authentic Radio Show. We'll be right back on this very short break. Don't go away.
This is Brad Timmy.
And Cleo from Cleo's Corner at Pono Hawaiian Grill.
Featuring wraps, teriyaki bowls, plate lunches, amazing and creative salads, vegetarian and gluten-free options, and over 20 different types of poke, all made to order, fast, fresh, and healthy. And what's your favorite, Cleo?
The chicken fingers.
Located at 120 Union Street in downtown Santa Cruz. Call us for takeout at 831-426-PONO or check us out on the web at PonoHawaiianGrill.com. We put the ono in Pono.
Hi, this is Steve Pereira, the beach guy at Bailey Properties in Santa Cruz. We've been selling beach homes along the coast since 1982, and we'd love to help you. Remember, nobody knows the turf near the surf better. Give us a call, and we'd be happy to show you some beach homes. 831-818-7064. Give my wife, Diane, a call or myself at 831-818-7064, and we'll be happy to get you started.
Hey, this is Fig from Surf City Sandwich. We offer the finest handcrafted sandwiches in the county with unique and interesting flavor combinations sure to satisfy. Our motto, go fresh or go home, means we take the quality of our food very seriously. Fresh local bread and produce is delivered to us each day, so you can be sure you are eating the finest grinds in town, like our famous Johnny Utah, Surf City Philly, or Chicken Cowabunga. We also have killer burgers.
There's a micro tap room with 8 rotating taps featuring some of the top local brewers in Santa Cruz. Located at the north end of 41st Avenue in the Soquel Tower Plaza. Call us for takeout at 346-6952 and check out our new website for online ordering at surfcitysandwich.com.
Yes, we are back with the Off the Lip radio show right here on KSCO AM 1080. Also, you can watch the live stream Facebook Live with Santa Cruz Waves Facebook page. In studio, we have the kids. Ready? Who are you?
Naomi Gearhart.
Okay. What school do you go to?
Bayview Elementary.
Ooh, Bayview.
What are you wearing? What do you got? What are you wearing right there?
I'm wearing a Santa Cruz Junior Lifeguard sweatshirt.
Are you in the obviously you are the Santa Cruz Junior Lifeguard participant.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 10.
I think Santa Cruz did pretty good in the local competitions.
They did. All right. Yeah. And okay. Yeah.
Number one is what you're saying.
She's pointing them. She's got the one
up.
Yeah,
she's throwing the one up. I thought that was a West Side Gang sign for a second. I wasn't sure.
Who are you?
I'm Noah Gearhart.
Holy smokes.
Noah's coming in
the radio
hot.
Voice.
Yep. Made for radio.
Say that again.
I'm Noah Gearhart.
Noah's telling her what's up. Oh, look. Coffee's on fire.
Future radio show host right here. How old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
Okay, what school do you go to?
I go to Mission Hill Middle School.
Ooh. Do you like your sister?
Yeah, she's all right.
Hey, that's not a bad answer. We've had worse on here. Yeah.
What's the one thing that bugs the most about your sister?
Well, she's always trying to be up in my room when I don't want her to, when I'm going to the bathroom and stuff.
Right.
She's always trying to, be up there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, one thing about your brother that drives you nuts.
She's
got it lined up.
Where should I start?
I don't know. He hasn't done this in a while, but it really annoys me when he does it. Sometimes he goes into my room and he steals my candy.
Oh. That's
I don't do that.
Yeah. That's not good.
No.
No.
Well, he's still saying
no. You come into my room and steal my candy, I tell you what. Guillotine.
They cut fingers off for that in some countries.
Okay. No, you surf?
I'm more of a skater. I surf a little bit, but I like to skate a lot.
What do you like to skate at?
Well.
Derby?
Derby. And then Mike Fox with the Wave. That's a really fun park.
Right.
And then me and my dad, we go to Lake Cunningham Skate Park over the hill in San Jose.
That's the bomb.
That one's really fun.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's your favorite professional skateboarder? Don't say your dad because he's not. Who's your favorite pro?
I'm more into the old school skaters than
Sweet.
The newer ones.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to go with Steve Alba.
Would you guess that's TC?
I would have never guessed that.
Steve Alba.
But I'll tell you something. That is a fantastic choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome.
You, young lady, what do? You surf, skate?
I love surfing. I skate a little bit.
Yeah.
Not really. Yeah.
I heard your mom bragging about you catching waves and flying down the line.
Yeah. I'm okay.
Are you going to surf on the school teams when you get to that point?
I might just want to free surf.
The Mission Hill surf team's pretty cool.
Yeah,
pretty good.
She's
undecided.
Well, and the thing about surf teams nowadays, you don't have to be a great surfer to be on the surf team. It's about the camaraderie and
hanging out with your pals.
And hang out with your school classmates. Yeah, and have a good time. So.
All right, cool. Well, how's being on the radio? Good?
Yeah,
I like
all right,
it.
Head back to the couch. You're done.
All right. Well, good job, you guys.
Yeah, good job.
Go good. Go
Noah.
Santa Cruz Junior Guards.
Not by future radio show host.
Well,
if he stops
stealing candy,
that ain't gonna happen. When you're desperate, you're desperate.
I mean,
I'm looking for chocolate in my house. Going, there's got to be something around it somewhere.
And your roommate gets bummed at you.
Darn. Okay, Mike. Skated start. You were skating way back when with Dogtown. That group.
Were you skating before you were surfing?
Yeah.
Ooh. Probably about the same time, back in the early 70s. Yeah, probably 72, 73.
Ooh, I wasn't born yet.
What?
What?
Right.
You are asked a way, way older man to marry you? Did you check the ages?
Did you card him? Did you know what you were getting into? While he was green, he should have grabbed his wallet and seen what's up.
Yeah. I still look older. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, so okay, so let's get back to was Southern California, the early 70s.
Clay wheels, no fun. No, what I'm trying to explain to my son is we skated when the surf was bad.
Right. And who got you into that?
Just being one of the younger kids in the neighborhood wanting to tag along with the old kids. The bigger kids.
Because that was back in Malibu, right? Which is just basically, there was nothing there back then, huh?
Dirt bikes, horseback riding.
How did your mom take that? Moms usually get scared when you're tagging around with like kids smoking cigarettes and stuff, you know?
Mom, are you going to forgive me if I tell the real story?
Yeah.
My brother and I were feral children.
I think everyone was feral at that time. I mean, think about it. It was the 70s.
I love you, Mom.
For sure. Exactly.
And then the 80s was the me generation, and I think parents were still just reeling from the 60s. So, and it was just free-for-all back in the day, you know?
TC. You pulled it off.
Are you going to give them – are they old enough to get to receive our usual question?
They're getting there. But I think you're right, though, because you and I are the same generation, and my parents just let us run free. You know, nowadays, my wife didn't let my kids go down the block.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the times are different now.
Yeah, much different.
If you see a kid walking on the street, you're like.
And you made the transformation in the urethane wheels and the skating bowls and the hanging out with some of the legends.
Yep. We had a big half pipe in our backyard where I was renting after I graduated high school. And so all the vert ramp stuff went on, and the skate parks closed down, and then in 1990 I quit skating because I was tired of being hurt all the time. And
in 2017 you picked it back up again.
15. I figured it'd be a great safe thing for me to do after 10 surgeries and broken every bone in my body more than once.
Well, luckily your wife has insurance.
Yeah, right.
And I've only been to urgent care twice in 2 years. I'm going to knock on wood.
Yeah, knock really hard.
Mike, you paddle with the Ghost Riders here in town?
I really like a bunch of the guys in that group.
Yeah.
But I've had... three shoulders rebuilt.
Yeah.
So I do.
You only have two though. So how'd you get the third one?
Yeah. Right. That's two. That's two.
On one side.
Surgeries on one. And right. Then,
so avoid moving your arms in circles as much as possible. Is that what you're saying?
No, I train enough, and I'm very competitive. So if I'm gonna do a paddleboard race, I want to win.
Yeah.
And it's not. I want the parts to keep working so I can surf.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to paddle on slack water and just make smoke come out of my shoulder sockets.
Right. How are you dealing with the state? What is the state of surfing for you right now?
Well,
I know it's very busy. It's got crowded, but how do you deal with it and still enjoy it?
Low expectations. You know, honestly, I just love to be in the water. I just want to be in the water, get a rinser, and go out, try to have some fun. And I've actually picked up a longboard. I've been surfing a longboard a lot, and it's been really fun. Just, you know, being a dork, basically,
right,
trying to get up switch foot and try to learn all these new things. And so it's just made it more fun. And also it's really fun to go out with Naomi, you know,
sandbar,
surf, right?
And
it's just hanging out with a whole new group of kids.
Right. But there's been a lot of women that have followed you. Like the, you know, Dale made that movie, It Ain't Pretty, and all those girls, you know.
Well,
a lot of people followed you
inspired them. Because what happened when you rode a wave at Mavericks is you made a lot of people say, hey, I can maybe do this too.
Or do anything.
Yeah, you know, and that's as a role model. I mean, I don't know if you ever think of yourself that way, but have you?
I
have a lot of responsibility in the sense that I am a role model, whether I wanted to be one or not. So I'm trying to be a good one. You know, just trying to make sure that...
Well, anything I put on Facebook to promote, especially this show, I mean, it's nothing but incredible, you know, feedback and on how much people love you, you know.
Well, that's great. But, you know, surfing is challenging, I have to say, in the sense that it's really a dog-eat-dog, because everyone's out there wanting to get their own wave, right? I mean, it's my wave. It's my wave. And I fall into that, too, where I was like, I just want to get a wave. Get out of my way, you know. And I had to be pretty aggressive in order to get waves with all the guys. And I still can fall into that, and I just have to remember to just chill out. You know, I've had a lot of waves. Here, you take a wave.
Right.
You know, and I think that if we could all do that a little bit, then it would probably be a lot more fun out in the water overall.
Okay.
Well, that's some – I mean, that's great advice.
People, please heed to it.
Yeah. You know, because it's become so – it's an aggressive sport. It always has been.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, Santa Monica was one of the most aggressive
Malibu.
Places.
Malibu.
Yeah.
It was
Alan Sarlo, Holden Court.
You didn't step out of line, and if you were a Grom, you got physically removed and told when you could come back. And those things are missing in the lineup anymore. There's no manners and very little etiquette. And that's what I check people with. I'm not a yeller and a screamer, but it's like, hey, mind your manners.
Yeah. Right. I had breakfast with Willie Morris this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. And we were talking about Malibu, and he was saying that, you know, you got waves when you had respect.
Hmm.
You know, and that it was interesting because I was like, I call him the king of Malibu. I always tease him about it, but I had a conversation, and I think that's what people are missing now.
Yeah.
It's like they and it's like, you hit me, I'll call a lawyer or something, you know, so it's weird.
Right. Do you think, you know, I think a lot of stuff has been written about you, maybe the pair of you, and, you know, I wrote an article about you, which I thank you for letting me do that. But do you think you would write down your words one day?
Well, I definitely have thought about it. Yeah, definitely. You know, I had a crazy life growing up with a mom who was quadriplegic and a dad who was absent and just, you know, a lot of poverty and homelessness and you know, sickness on my end, too. I had asthma, so that's probably why I love the beach, right?
Because
I can breathe there. And so I thought about maybe writing something, but there's some dark stuff I don't know that I want to write about.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Maybe
sometimes that's therapy,
too.
Though.
Yeah.
So you first started surfing down in San Luis Obispo, correct?
Slow County, yep.
Slow County. I remember the first day you went out on a shortboard.
Yeah.
I'm recalling what I wrote about you.
Yeah, well, I actually just went out with a friend, and we were playing in the water, and it was tons of fun, and I got hit in the head with the board, and I was like, wow, this is super fun. So, you know,
yeah.
And then from there, you know.
All right, this is Neil TC with the Off the Lip Radio Show here tonight with Mike and Sarah Gruhart. We'll be right back with this very short break. Don't go away.
Attention surfers and paddleboarders. Don't let cold water or cold air take you out of the water for 5 to 6 weeks. Protect your ear canals with custom-made earplugs. The Listening Stack in Capitola is now offering custom earplugs molded to fit your ears perfectly, comfortably protecting your ear canals from the harsh elements of the Pacific Ocean. Stop messing with universal earplugs that don't work and try something that does. Mention Off the Lip Radio and receive an extra $20 off any custom molded earplugs in our store. The Listening Stack is located at the corner of Capitola Avenue at 41st. Listening Stack. Protect. Enhance. Enjoy. 831-498-9890.
We're back with the Off the Lip Radio Show. Get ready for next week's show. More West Siders. The Bartletts.
It's about half the West Side.
Get ready for surf stories, music, God knows what else.
I'm excited about the music.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Yeah. They're just going to be playing Michael Jackson tunes or something.
Really?
I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, tune in next week.
After that, Alex Lucero is a great singer here in town. Can I come on the show? Mayor of Santa Cruz, Cynthia Chase, coming on the show. Who else is coming on? I forget. It's
Yeah. We got Garrett Ginner coming up pretty soon.
We do?
Yeah.
All right, get him on the show.
Yeah, Garrett, Mr. YouTube.
If you missed the show tonight, you want to listen to it tomorrow, offthedirtradio.com, iTunes, and TuneIn Radio. You can watch right now on Santa Cruz Ray's Facebook page. The kids want to come back on the air.
Of course they do.
Right? Kids want to, huh?
Yeah.
You want more?
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell me something about your mom.
I
don't know.
I love her.
I know that.
That's a great answer.
I know that.
Well, she's really nice.
Yeah, she's a nice lady. I know that. See, this stuff I know.
The one thing is, she when you ask her for money and you're like at a store, she says no. So, even if you beg her and you say, "Oh, I'll pay you back,"
how do you go about begging?
What are you trying to buy?
Let me see your begging. You know, maybe your begging technique is not good enough. Let me see how you beg.
Please, Mom, I'd like to buy this thing. I would like some money. Just give me a 20 and I'll give you back.
Give me 20?
That's too much.
Hello?
And I say, I'll do anything. I'll do anything.
That's what you should be getting is a penny. A 20?
I'm going to give you some advice. Ask for a dollar.
Yeah, can I have a dollar? But still, she just says no. Even if I tell her, I'll pay her back.
Well, I think
if you leave your booties and wetsuit on the ground, does she say anything?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. If I walk outside, we have a new rule. My dad says that I have to pay him a dollar every time I walk outside in my socks because he says it tracks dirt into the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh.
And have you
unless I'm going to the beach.
Have you gotten caught yet for that?
Once.
I have, but I played hooky and I said it was my first time and I hadn't heard him say that before. So.
Oh, you get one pass.
Yeah, but Dad, you never gave me the one pass.
Okay. Okay, young man, tell me something about your dad. I don't know.
Well, he's kind of, he's 50. He's pretty old. he can still shred on the surfboard. I mean, I've seen him.
The skateboard, not so much.
How about the skateboard?
Well, he doesn't want to get hurt, so he's not pushing it really as hard as he would have, like back in the 80s and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's rad. He's good. I like him.
Yeah, I like him a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know what? When a kid calls his dad rad, we don't hear that much. Right. And that's a good thing.
And
so,
what's your technique to get money out of your dad or your mom? Because your sister's technique is no good.
Well, I used to ask, but now, well,
he usually has his wallet.
I can do jobs to get money.
Yeah. But well, kind of like what?
Like give my dad
getting
massages.
Good grades because we get paid money per
A. For good grades.
That's a good idea. You know what? Best advice for any parent right now is pay your kids for good grades. I did it too. It worked great. Yep.
Yeah. It's.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. So, young man, what's the best part about being on the radio?
I like it. It's fun.
It's fun, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of people listen to the show. Like nice. Four.
Hello, everyone.
there you go. Okay.
She just said hi to all four of our listeners.
Who do you think we should have on the show, young lady?
Me.
You want to come back? Okay, so if I call your mom back in like 6 months to come back,
I'll just tag along.
Well, this summer we should do a junior guard show, and we should have some junior guards
junior
from,
guns,
you know,
but
get a couple Tola, get the man Risa.
No, Tola.
No, hey.
No, that's
my Santa Cruz.
Those are my peeps down there. Come on.
No Tola? Come on. You got to share the love.
All right, so I guess it's just Santa Cruz and man Risa.
Man Risa, no Tola?
Yeah, no Tola.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be they'll be beating down the door, though.
That'd be fun. We'll do a junior guard show.
We'll do push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups.
Yeah, we'll do some exercises.
Yeah, don't sit in front of the radio. No, I want to see some action.
We'll do some boot camp.
A beach run, maybe.
Yeah.
Look at the beaches right down the street.
Yeah. Mike and Sarah, thanks for coming on the show. I hope you guys had a good time.
Thank you.
And we're so glad that we got to record you all as a family, too. So years from now, you can come back and listen to the show and go, remember when?
Well, the husband and wife duo ever at Mavericks is a really unique title. And do you guys hold hands in the lineup?
Sometimes he grabs my butt.
What?
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey.
It's a family show.
You better grab his back is what I can say.
Grabbing the butt.
Ew.
In the lineup.
That's in the lineup at Mavericks.
Only during Lulz.
It's a nervous.
But he does drop in on him. Yeah. Is that during the drop-ins?
No, he said it's a nervous habit.
I want to thank everyone for listening out there tonight to another, it's the 208th Off Lit Radio Show. Tune in tonight, tomorrow night for the Hour Log Radio Show. I have a great guest coming on, a chef extraordinaire. Next week, follow us because the Bartlett's are coming on. That's always.
That'll be a great show.
Great show. Once again, who are you?
Naomi Gearhart.
Say goodbye.
Bye. I hope that you guys all enjoy the show.
Okay, good. Noah?
And I'm Noah Gearhart.
All right. Very well done. Mike and Sarah, thanks for coming to
the show. Thanks, guys. That was great.
Really appreciate it. Yeah. I'll see you another see you
Bye.
Next time.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
All right. See you guys. Thanks, Chris.